world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Welcome Tuesday, and the big week that we had last week, getting ready, you know, rehearsing the show, and then the week before in Nashville, and everything seems to be, you know, sort of basically put to bed, and everything's kind of calmed down a little bit. I got a little bit of this cold that I told you guys about. In fact, I kept the cough. If you listen to the promo.
Well, it doesn't sound healthy, and I think it's off-putting.
Yeah, it sounds, Phil, when you hack your guts up like that, I don't think people like it.
Well, I'm just letting people know that that's what I was dealing with. Like I said during the promo, it came on during a rehearsal, and my throat was scratching. I thought, well, I don't know, this doesn't feel like a cold. I think I just strained my voice doing these characters. And then I go back to the hotel, and it gets worse. And so I tell everybody I'm going to stay in bed all day Saturday before I do the show. And they're all like, yeah, that's the best idea. So that's what I did.
Yes, but you said you did have the wedge salad.
Yeah, you did say you had the wedge.
So I said I had the wedge salad. Look at this guy.
Why don't you grow up, bud? Well, he said he had a wedge.
I had the wedge salad. You know what that is?
But it has blue cheese dressing.
All right.
Never mind.
What did you have? Because I'm hungry.
Okay, I had a wedge salad. I had hummus.
Now I'm not hungry.
Okay. Anyway, so then on Saturday night we did the show. It was a wonderful, thrilling event. Thank you all. It was great meeting all you guys. Tonight we're going to have on the three principals from the show. We can reveal now who they were and who we interviewed and who the audience seemed to enjoy immensely. We have on Chris Norton. We'll have on Steve Bozell, and we'll have on Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Now, you were on stage interviewing each of these individuals.
Correct.
And they were telling you with their latest adventures.
Correct, yes.
Much to the enjoyment of the audience.
Yes, all of that is true.
Right. That is, can I say something? And I mean this honestly, Phil. I love you, and I thank you for everything you've done for me, for Frank, for Jason J. Delmonico, for all of us. I don't want to go anywhere near that. Do you understand?
Okay.
I don't want...
All right, Margaret, he hasn't asked you yet.
I know that, but just in case you're thinking, I want no part of that whatsoever. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Bud, they were asking about you.
Who was?
The audience. Somebody asked about you, and then Juliet Snowden, one of our great...
Who?
Juliet Snowden.
Oh, she's a writer. She's a screenwriter.
Well, Juliet's a longtime listener of ours. And she said, I want to know about Bobby Dooley and Margaret Gray.
Did she say that in exactly that order?
No, she might have said Margaret Gray and Bobby Dooley.
Margaret, what are you getting all bent out of shape for?
She said Bobby Dooley. Never mind. You'll never get it. You'll never get it in a million years. Anyway,
she asked about you guys because we did a Q&A after, which I thought was really a cool thing. I just think it was really, really cool to do the show, then come back out on stage and sit down and take questions and answers from the audience. And they really dug it. And I loved doing it. And also Dina Marone, thank you, Dina, from the bottom of my heart. She was our producer, our great director, Jonah Weiland. And the whole thing is just groovy. Now, we have...
I got Chris Norton over line one. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. You think you're all that in a bag of chips because they mentioned you.
Yeah, well, they asked about me and everything.
Yeah, they did. They did. At least one person.
Just one.
Yeah.
Take it easy, bud. It's more than, well, one person asked about me.
What about me?
Yeah, well, there were a lot of questions about everybody.
All right, Phil, relax before you get a hernia. Christ.
Yeah.
All right, on the phone with us is Chris Norton from Norton Splodes Productions in Pasadena, California. Chris, you're in the studio, I take it.
That's correct, Phil. We have just wrapped shooting. We're shooting some extra footage for You Blew It. I'm glad you did. But I wanted to thank you very much, Phil, for having me on the show on Saturday night there at the Theater West.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about that. You were very well received by the audience. They loved all of your stories, your anecdotes. And, of course, you were there to raise money for the...
Can I ask you something? We can't hear with that music.
Can you turn the music down?
Hold on for a minute. Hey, Buffy. Buffy.
Uh-huh.
Turn it down, man. Is that better?
That's a little better, yeah. So, you were raising money for the Daffy Dick movie.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, that's right, Ms. Gray. I was...
I'm sorry. I just thought that the name is a bit much.
All right, so the movie, you were pitching Daffy Dick and telling everybody about it.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, man. I've got a cold.
All right. Yes, that's what I was doing, and with your help, Phil, we did tell people about Daffy Dick, the Daffiest Dick in town, and the fact that the movie is going to be moving along. We've got CGI. We've got we're going to have Muppets.
Now, that one of the things that was controversial about the show is that you mentioned the Muppets having VD.
Well, that's just, I mean, fictional.
Oh, my God. You were there, Bud.
Oh, that's right.
Bud was there. Margaret and General Shaw were busy.
Well,
yes, I did. I had other things to do. I'm sorry I missed it, but I did have... There was an onion show Patsy wanted to go to.
An onion show.
That's right, Phil, an onion show. And Frank and I were trying our hand at pickleball.
Yeah, okay. So,
oh, take it easy, Phil.
Anyway, Mr. Enrique, yeah, what happened was the crowd wanted to know about Daffy Dick, because Daffy's Dick in town, and who was in it, and of course the build-up to it as well.
Well, you spent some time talking about other movies that you've made, Blast Off for Sex, Sex in Space.
Yeah, the weightless scene there, and we also talked a little bit about the Rest Rod, Climbing Rest Rod Mountain, and then the big one, Mexican Cannibal Holiday.
You said to the crowd that you might want to remake that.
Well, we want to do a sequel to Mexican Cannibal Holiday because it was very well received. And it had a collection. It had, as I said to the audience Saturday night, I said, it's sexy as hell. It's hot as hell. And it also is horrifying beyond words, you know. So it has it all.
How is that attractive? I don't understand.
What?
How is that attractive? Sexy as hell, but horrifying. Yeah, so this is a zombie movie where they eat people.
They eat people. But then they knock off at about 5:30 and head back to Conner for Seth.
Okay, yeah, and the audience got a belly full of that.
Well, that was just to let them know what I did and what's in my portfolio, you know.
Right. Then came Daffy Dick, the Daffiest Dick in town, and you explained that. Now, you did reveal something, and I want to know whether it's okay. Can we reveal it here?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, we're working on it, and we will be, you know, continue to work on it, and we'll work and work and work until we, you know,
work and work and work until it's red and swollen.
What?
Do you mind?
All right. So, what is it that you're working on?
What we're working on and what we're hoping for, as I told the audience on Saturday night, is that we're going to get for Daffy Dick, the Daffy Stick in town, the prime yodeler. That's one of the prime stars, one of the prime characters in the movie, the top yodeler, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, dude. I wanted to tell you on Saturday night you mispronounced it.
No, I know that. What is?
It's Lady Gaga. You don't know that.
No, I'm not. Yes, I do. I mean, she's very, very well known.
All right. Well, it's Lady Gaga, not. Even I know it's Lady Gaga.
All right. So what did I say? I said Lady Gaga.
You said Lady Gaga, then you said Lady Gaga.
All right. Let me. Hey, Tony, it's Lady Gaga. Wait, is it again?
Gaga.
Hey, Tony, it's Lady Gaga, not Gaga. Well, you're wrong, man. It isn't.
Okay, let's talk to him later, okay?
I'm sorry.
All right. So, yeah, and then that came the reveal, and then you, of course, you were telling everybody about it, and you did say that you felt the movie's going to be bigger than Barbie.
I really do, Mr. Henry.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I think Daffy Dick, the Daffy Stick in town, is going to be bigger than Barbie. I think it's going to be right up there with all the movies that I like. My favorite movies, like Jaws, Exorcist, Tootsie. All of them. I think that this movie has the potential because it has sex. It also has dramatic elements, and it also has, hey, like I said, if we're lucky, Lady Gaga.
Now, you also mentioned that you guys were going to take some meetings this week.
Yeah, we are hopeful, and we're this close, so we're going to have meetings with Netflix and HBO Max.
All right, Chris, I wish you the best, and I thank you very, very much for being on the show with us Saturday night. People got a kick out of seeing and hearing and meeting you. And the best of luck.
Yeah, well, okay, so that's it. I was hoping I could raise some money here. And
Chris Norton on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So he had Lance Germain there.
My understanding is, yeah, Lance Germain was, what, taking checks?
Well, yeah, he was accepting funding. And then Chris went next door.
Yeah, he knocked off and went next door to the Rusty Pelican where he was roped off.
Exactly. All right, so thank you, Chris. Next up, we have Steve Bozell. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com is a backstage pass that allows you access to the greatest radio and digital content the world has ever known. The world-famous Phil Henry Show has 60,000 hours of great content, home movies, video casts, long and short-form comedy, as well as podcasts, the Milwaukee Lions, the pre-show, and the Saturday Cinema. It's all there for you. at philhenryshow.com for less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month if you get a year's subscription. It's good. Yeah, it's real good.
World famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah.
Now back to the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you, General Shaw. With me is Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and General Shaw. I am battling a little bit of a cold.
You sound okay, but I can tell you have a bit of a cough.
Yeah. And I've been drinking that. Man, I've never appreciated hot tea more than I have this past weekend. Hot tea and lemon and honey, all that jazz. Like, I never thought that was, did anything, you know.
And every time I have a cold, I have it.
But that's what I was having. And I was staying at the hotel around the corner from the theater, the Sheraton. And they had chicken soup. They had all that good stuff, man. So, you know, I couldn't have been in better hands, although it was extremely expensive.
Yeah.
We have Steve Bozell with us now from Corona, California. Steve is with us on the line from Corona, and he was a part of our show.
Taking a bath.
Okay, he's taking a bath. Steve?
Yeah, I'm standing right here.
Okay, I didn't know you were in the bathtub. It's all good, man. I'm no problem there, but I just didn't know that we have another bathtub situation.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it was kind of emotional the other night being on your show on stage there what's the name of the place?
It was called Theater West, great theater, a venerable institution.
Yeah,
Slow down, Steve.
It took a lot out of me to stand up there in front of all those people and tell them all about how I, you know.
Dude, you were talking about how you got ED when you saw the Eiffel Tower and stuff.
I mean, I shared that story with the audience. Yeah.
Oh, Steve, you didn't, did you?
Yes, that was part of. You know, I was at a bar and I was talking to people at the bar and I was saying to them, you know, I have ED and I got it by seeing a 13-inch zucchini.
So you're sticking to that story, huh?
What do you mean sticking to that story? That happens to be the truth.
You got erectile dysfunction when Roy Hutchins flashed a 13-inch zucchini and showed it to April.
That is correct, yeah. And I think you would too, Mr. Andy. You guys would love to laugh. You, all of you out there, you too, General, you laugh, but I'll tell you what, if Roy Hutchins comes to your house and shows your wife a 13-inch zucchini from his garden, you'll never be able to get it up again. Okay, thank you very much.
You can't hang up, Steve.
Hey, Mr. Bozell, nobody's laughing at you.
No, not much.
But then what happened was, well, you shared that with us very willingly, Steve, and I'm glad that you did. Then what happened was, all this stuff culminated you guys going to France, and I heard the story.
This is the story of you going to France, seeing the Eiffel Tower, and then the ED really kicks in.
Well, that's when I came back, and I contacted my attorney.
Were you really going to sue your wife?
I was going to sue my wife.
And you were going to sue the minor bird and the cat that stared at you?
You know, you say that, and everyone looks at me like they look at me like I'm something they have to pop, and I don't think it's fair, Mr. Henry.
All right, Steve, all I'm saying is that you did indeed come back home. You called Dolores Blazegame. You wanted to sue the cat that was staring at you and the minor bird that told you couldn't find your ass with both hands.
Now, I heard, Steve, you said on this show that when someone says you can't find your ass with both hands, you instinctively reach back to touch your ass.
Yes, I do. Every man, well, you do too, General. Don't tell me that you don't. That when someone says you can't find your ass with both hands, you don't reach back and go, yeah, here it is.
No, I do not.
I'll bet you anything you do. But it's sub unconscious, whatever you call it.
I gotta say, I don't do that. I don't do it either.
No, you guys are saying that. I know, but the fact is, if a guy said to you, Mr. Henry, you can't find your ass with both hands, you don't instinctively reach back and go, yeah, here it is.
No, I don't.
Well, when's the last time someone told you that?
Well, that's a good point. I don't remember.
I don't either.
Okay, so I guarantee the next time somebody says,
here, General, you can't find your ass with both hands. There, he just touched his ass.
No, I didn't.
Well, I tried.
Anyway, so it was, for me, Mr. Henry, it was very much a revelation being on stage with you. I appreciate that very much that I was able to talk about the ED.
Yeah, but then you said that, you know, April cured you of it with a beautiful 2 hours of lovemaking.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And I was very, very grateful to be able to talk about April and the kids that way because sometimes I get too much in my head. But, honey, I'm talking about you, honey. Hey, I'm talking about you, honey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Can you hand me that body wash? Yeah. I've got the body gel.
All right, I'm going to let you go, man.
What? Did I just...
Yeah, the way you went, yeah.
I, It wasn't hot water.
No, I know, but...
Wait, hold on. This is the new body gel. Do you use body wash or body gel, Mr. Henry?
I don't. I use soap. Although, if I'm like at the hotel, they had body gel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Body gel and body wash. It's really great.
I wish you wouldn't do that, Steve.
I'm not turning on hot water.
No, I know. But all right, Steve, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad that you shared what you shared with us Saturday night, and I'm glad that all's well at the house.
It certainly is. April, honey, I love you. I love you more than life itself. Thank you.
Okay, buddy, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Steve Bozell. I notice everything's dead silent now in the studio. Well, what are you going to say about that guy? He can't get it up because he sees the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah,
that's what happened. But when he came back, and as he said on the show Saturday night, when April looked at him and said, you're gonna mess up the best thing you ever had in your life, which is me, the kids, our house, your business, everything, he snapped out of it.
He snapped out of it. He realized what he stood to lose. And guess what? Well, I won't say it. You go ahead.
He said he got wood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in other words, the ED was cured.
Yeah, his ED was cured. All right, coming up, folks, on the Phil Hendry Show, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who brought the house down. And we'll talk to Jay in just a moment. Would you like a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show? I bet you don't even know what that is. It's a subscription to his website. It's less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month if you get the year's subscription. And in return, you get 60,000 hours of his radio show, his digital content, his video casts, home movies taken by himself and his father, as well as long and short-form comedy, the podcasts of Bobby Dooley, Elcott the Next Step, and the Milwaukee Lions, the pre-show, the Saturday Cinema, and oh so very much, ever so very much more.
The little famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online of the phone.
That's a recording of Dr. Elcott after he'd been leveled. Yes, back in his priesterly days. Phil Hendry here, and we are kind of reviewing what we did on stage on Saturday night at Theater West with... We've had on Chris Norton as well as Steve Bozell. We're going to have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the air with us right now. Jay, you and I, I won't spoil it for the audience in case. Well, we're going to do the show again, and I hope that you'll be with us, Jay.
And I thought you were very contentious with me when we were attempting to explain to you the various procedures of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I didn't mean to be contentious, but, you know, there's questions, Jay, and you guys are in the news a lot. I have to ask those questions.
We're in the news a lot, Mr. Henry, because we go out, you know, we run at trouble. Like I told you, when we see trouble, we go, we run at it.
Yeah, I know you say you run at trouble. The other night you were talking, if we could get into some of these things.
I don't want to litigate this, excuse me for saying this, I don't want to litigate this bullshit with you.
Jay, watch the language, please.
Well, I don't want to relitigate this stuff after being on stage with you and being humiliated in front of the numbers of people that you had there. And you asking me about Pete Tom, you asking me about the atmospheric rivers, you asking me about Operation You Are Now Nude. And I think that it was very unfair of you.
Operation You Are Now Nude, that's when you're ticketing women who have thongs on.
Yeah, that's. I know you're repeating it for the benefit of the audience, but yeah.
Of course I am. And then, of course, the atmospheric river, that was a big one. I mean, a lot of people asked about that.
And I was there to describe it, Phil. But when you're there saying, oh, yeah, really? Corn chowder. You got a big kick out of corn chowder. And all I was trying to say to people, if I may, Phil.
Go ahead.
Is that when I saw the woman flooded in her car, she was screaming to get out. I let her know. I opened the curtain, and I gave her a thumbs up. I said, I'm going to be there in a minute. I went back. My wife had just made the corn chowder. She just made it. And I said, hit me again with the corn chowder. I got a mug of it. I came back. I looked, the lady was still there, and then I pivoted 180 degrees and went back.
Yeah, you went back for more corn chowder.
No, I went back to put the mug in the sink. Oh! And when I got back, LA Fire and the LAPD were there.
Okay, so while you were eating the corn chowder...
This was called a... This is why I had a problem with you. You did not understand assess and coordinate. That is the basic function of the Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. And we sit there and we go, yeah... I got to assess it, I got to coordinate it, then I got to act.
Okay, and then of course we had Peep Tom and Tom Peep, which is fine, Jay, I got no problem, but those tapes, those videos of those women you took went to Major Elvis Newton, and they're in his, what you call his basement.
They went to Major Elvis Newton's basement file, he reviewed them, he gave them back, we gave back to families.
He goes into his basement with these, reviews them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you think he's back there, he's getting his cookies? Is that what you think?
That's what I told you at the show, and that's what I still think. Nonetheless, I didn't want it to be contentious. I'm sorry. We'd like to have you back.
I don't think that's possible, Mr. Henry. I cannot come back on a forum where you don't want to hear about law enforcement. You want to put a banana in my hand and say, now go close the door, now open the window. You know.
No, I didn't treat you like that at all.
You treated me like you wanted to put a banana in my hand.
No, I did not, Jay. I asked you about some very controversial... Okay, I can see we're not getting anywhere.
Jay, this is why Phil really didn't want to have you on the program today, because he said it was contentious.
It was very contentious. And while those other two monkeys, that Bozell and whatever that guy...
Don't call them monkeys.
That Bozell and that other guy, what's his name, Norton, if those two jackballs want to sit here and have you put them in dresses... And walk, hold on. 1523. Yeah, I got a guy. He put a banana in my...
All right, that's, you know... Well, you let the guy respond. What's he going to respond with? I didn't make him feel like... I didn't put a banana in his hand. I told him there's a lot of questions around Operation Peep Tom, especially Operation around You're Now Officially Nude. And then, of course, we have that atmospheric river. There was a woman who could have drowned. And Jay goes back and says, hit me again with a corn chowder.
Yeah, and again, corn chowder is very controversial.
Why?
Three guesses.
Never mind.
Corn chowder? God damn.
That's what he said his wife was making. Okay, folks, that's about all the damage that can be done on the program today. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And we'll see you. Well, I guess we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, folks. Good to see you on Saturday night.